is Fred T with my response to Deuce X's nice reply in my Operation Ajax thread. He brings up some very interesting points. I had kind of confined my stuff to mainly deal with Iran and how it correlates to Iraq and potentially Saudi Arabia. He actually brings in quite a few other examples of interventions and things like that. The Vietnam War he brings up. Vietnam I think they legitimately believe that they needed to do something there. I think it held strategic material in that it would have been a warm water port from which to permanently base the Russian Navy, and then from there they could have begun to really challenge the U.S. Pacific Fleet. So I think there was some of that played in there. I think there was too much politics played in there, from the media to everything. Vietnam, it's hard to gauge. From a political standpoint, I don't think anybody would disagree. Vietnam was just a total disaster. From one president to another, from Johnson to Nixon, it was just awful. They really needed to do, you know what? They should have elected Goldwater. Goldwater flat out came and said, look, I'm just going to blow him back to the Stone Age. But they vilified him with that girl in the field picking flowers getting nuked. That was one of the first televised slur ads to hit the nation, and man, it was a pretty effective one too. Afghanistan. Well, from a basic standpoint, Deuce, Afghanistan does seem to have worked well. The arms, the Stingers in particular, the batteries, and the life on the motors has probably been exceeded by now. Many of them required liquid nitrogen to cool the sensors or something to that effect. And the batteries, which are not your average go to Costco and pick up a pack of D-cells, would expect they'd be kind of hard to find. I'm actually reading quite an interesting book. The author's name escapes me, but you can just Google it. It's called Ghost Wars, and it deals with the CIA involvement in Afghanistan pre-Soviet invasion up through the rise of the Taliban. I'm about 60-70% through it. It's really been quite an interesting read as to the level of support that went to Afghanistan that was all completely under the table. It really does make for a fascinating read, particularly when you delve into the politics between the Pakistani Secret Service and the Taliban and Osama bin Laden and the successive chain of Pakistani leaders and things like that. So it's definitely an interesting read, and I highly recommend it to anyone that is interested in the goings-ons in this area. As we say in the ICU, especially when you've got a sick kid, there's always going to be cause and effect. There's always cause and effect in life. Everything you do, there's going to be a negative result, no matter how small. The same thing applies to medicine. We often tell parents, every good thing that we do, there's always going to be a side effect that we don't want. And, that's, I I want to believe that they felt they were doing the right thing when they made some of these interventions in the Middle East. But I just can't be so sure about it. I would agree with you, Deuce, that secular